Super Hits 93.5 Red FM.
Namaskaram, Sadhguru.
Namaskaram. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can hear you. The voice is cracking a little, but I think we're fine. We're fine for now.
No, I'm not cracking up, huh?
No. You cracked me up, Sadhguru. Welcome to the morning show. Welcome to Red FM. Welcome to the airwaves of our radio station. Thank you so much for talking to us.
Yeah, thank you. See, Kaveri means people think this is a problem that a lot of people have this idea. If you say rivers in India, they will say Ganga, Yamuna, Narmada, yes. Kaveri, Krishna, Godavari, like this. We need to understand this is a tropical nation. That means most of the water, 96% of the water and 100% of the southern Indian rivers come from forests. There is no glacial water coming.
Yes.
So everything is from the forest. That means, for example, if you go to Talakaveri, it's a tiny little stream. It becomes a major river because over 120 tributaries add up along the way. So it is a Kaveri basin.
Yeah.
Idea, Kaveri comes from Coorg and there is a catchment, one valley and everything comes from there. No. 120 small and big streams join up and make Kaveri into what it was, rather. Today, unfortunately, it is no more a perennial river. That is nearly 5 to 7 months, it doesn't touch the ocean. It is stopping about 170 kilometers short of the ocean. Every year, they are saying anywhere between 5 to 8 kilometers shorter, it is stopping. Why this is happening is, what was a perennial river is becoming a seasonal river.
Yes.
In the Kaveri Basin in the last 50 years, we have removed 87% of the green cover. 87%, okay. So the only way in a tropical country a river can flow is this. First of all, the misunderstanding that river is a source of water must go. Rivers, lakes, wells, whatever, ponds, everything we have yes. are only destinations for water. It is not a source of water. The only and only source of water we have is monsoon.
Yes.
So the monsoon, if you look back and see, in the last 100 years, there's not been any major change in the volume of water that is coming in the form of monsoon. Only thing, the patterns have changed. When I say the patterns have changed, in ideal conditions, the monsoon should have been somewhere between 100 to 140 days spread in a year.
Yes.
But today it is happening between 40 to 75 years. That means you see either there is flood or a drought.
Yes.
You know, where there is flood today, after 2 months you will see there will be a drought, because the rainwater that comes should have gone percolated into the soil.
Yes.
And got stored in the aquifers and various ways of underground storage. But instead of that, it's running on the surface simply because there is not enough vegetation. If there is not enough tree roots and vegetation and bioactivity, the water will not percolate down. It is just running on the surface. So if there is a drought, it's one kind of disaster. If there is a flood, it's another kind of disaster. But these are not two different problems. It is the same problem. The fundamental thing is, the rain is happening in more concentrated form because there is no what is called as transpiration. See, between the treetops and the cloud, there is always a certain kind of communication.
Yes.
So if there is substantial green cover, that communication would ensure that it's almost like trees asking, spread out the rain and give it to us throughout the year. And if it comes in like 100 to 140 days, then keeping it for 365 days, was an easy affair. But now it is all coming in 40 to 75 days. You cannot keep it within half the year, 6-7 months. It's running out almost everywhere. Kaveri Basin in the past had never seen a drought, but these last, I think, about 8 years, continuously yes. there's been drought, both in Karnataka and in Tamil Nadu. So for this to change, we cannot bring back forests, because only 20% of the land is forest. Out of it, 8% is good forest. About 4% is mildly denuded forest, another 4% is very badly denuded forest. But this denuded forest can be easily put back because the land is in the hands of the government. Very easily we can do that.
Yes.
The remaining 80% of the land is a real challenge. Now, in the farmer's land, you can't talk about saving Kaveri, saving the planet and all this stuff. The important thing is we have to enhance the economy, because farmer distress is serious. In the last decade, in the Kaveri basin, 47,600 farmers have committed suicide.
Yes.
And many of them are selling their land and moving into labor or moving out of the land. If you ask any farmer, not even 2% of the farmers want their children to go into farming. The serious food security issues are coming for the nation in the next 2 decades, because once this generation passes, there is nobody here to grow food. Nobody wants to grow food. You see, all the farmers' children are in Bangalore city doing this and that kind of
yes,
job.
Yes, that is true. That is true, Sadhguru. How do we get this back? I believe agroforestry and reforestation is the only way forward.
See, with agroforestry, we moved 69,760 farmers into agroforestry in Tamil Nadu. In 5 to 7 years, their incomes have gone up 300 to 800%.
300%, did you say, Sadhguru?
300 to 800%. In Karnataka, for example, per hectare, an average farmer is earning somewhere between 42,000 to 45,000 rupees. But with agroforestry, at the end of 5 years, on an average, he's earning 3.2 lakhs per hectare. At the end of 10 years, he's earning 8.4 lakh rupees per hectare. And at the end of 15 years, he's earning 13 lakhs per hectare. So this is we have demonstrated this. We can go at this pace every year. We are converting about 4,000 to 5,000 farmers into agroforestry. It's pretty good. But if you go at this pace, it will take 80 to 100 years. Now, what I'm trying to do with Kaveri Calling or
yes.
Kaveri Kugu
yes.
is to crush the time into 12 years. We want to achieve this in 12 years, what may naturally happen in 100 years. But in 100 years, how our problems will multiply, we do not know.
Yes.
Or we do know that it doesn't look nice at all. So we want to crush the time and make it happen in 12 years. And every one of your listeners must participate in this. Now, we have the farmers enrolled. Right now, for the last 1 month, about 45 vehicles have been running all over the Karnataka and Tamil Nadu in the Kaveri Basin, educating farmers about agroforestry. We have touched over 6,000 villages in the last month.
Wow.
And over 2.7 lakh farmers have enrolled to become agroforestry farmers. Now, we've been talking to the governments. Just now I met the Chief Minister. He has promised us that he will definitely make this happen. What we need is subsidy for first 4 years. When a farmer shifts, first 4 years, he needs some compensation.
Yes.
Tamil Nadu government has agreed, and now Karnataka government has also agreed.
Excellent.
Probably in the next week or 10 days, they will announce this after all the necessary budgetary calculations happen. They have completely agreed with this, and they see that this is a positive solution for various aspects. One thing is farmer distress. Another thing is the ecological disaster that's slowly unfolding. Now, the third thing is the citizenry in the country
yes.
need to support this, because now we have to raise 242 crore saplings. So people will naturally say, why can't the government do it? You
yes.
need to understand the government does not have the infrastructure to raise such a thing. If they have to do that, they will have to create a completely new department, a ministry, and other things to do it. All this is a long, drawn-out process. But I feel, being a democratic country, this part the people should do. We are willing to facilitate this. We already have 33 nurseries, large nurseries on the ground. We need another 250 to 300 nurseries like this, which we are trying to create. But one sapling approximately costs about 42 rupees.
Yes, sir.
So 42 rupees per sapling. People should understand raising 242 crore saplings is a humongous effort.
It's monumental, so Sadhguru. We've had people sending us messages saying, please share the link, we'd like to contribute. Sadhguru, they've also had questions saying, once we put in the 42 rupees, how is that sapling taken care of? Is there any light you can throw on that for us, Sadhguru?
The saplings will be raised by us. Also, we are training farmers to raise this as a business. A farmer in his own land, let's say he has 2 acres, in that one half an acre, he raises saplings. These saplings will be bought by us.
Okay.
And given to farmers who want to convert into agroforestry. Agroforestry means in 1 hectare of land about 1500 saplings will go of about 12 to 15 different species. There are softwood trees which will come for cropping in 3.5 to 5 years, and there are hardwood trees which will come 8 to 10 years, and there are much more valuable trees which will come in 15 to 20 years like this. But once this is planted, the important thing is there is enough studies to show for every 10,000 trees that you plant in a tropical country, the water sequestered is about 38 million to 45 million liters of water will be sequestered into the earth from the rainwater. So we are talking about 242 crore trees means 9 to 12 trillion liters. To give you a perspective of what 12 trillion liters means,
yes,
is, right now the flow in Kaveri is 21.2 trillion liters. So we are talking about sequestering 9 to 12 trillion liters in a matter of 12 to 15 years. So if this is done, the groundwater will be rich, soil will be rich, because right now the soil distress is very, very serious.
Yes.
That is, out of 160 million hectares of arable land in the country, 105 million hectares have been identified as distressed soil. That means nearly 60% of Indian soil will become unfit to grow anything in another 25 years' time. That's what it means. The only way you can replenish the soil is by the leaves of the trees and the animal waste.
Yes.
Trees are gone long time ago and animals are traveling abroad. Yes, what organic material do you have to put back
That's
into
right.
the soil? When there are no trees and no animals, there is no way you can replenish the soil.
Sadhguru, to give a larger perspective, if we run out of water, could there possibly be a civil strife in the world's largest democracy?
About 8 years ago, when I said this, people said, Sadhguru, you should not say this. I said, see, if you do not take care of this now, in another 10 to 15 years' time, thousands of bodies will fall. Unless you wake up in millions, thousands of bodies
yes.
will fall. People said, Sadhguru, you should not say such a thing. I said, whether I say it or not, this is where we are heading. Already deaths have happened, fighting for water in
yes.
many places.
Yes.
But I'm telling you, see, this has been happening for a long time. Only now it's come to urban centers and everybody is making noise about
yes,
it.
Yes, that is true.
But it's been happening in the villages all the time. Generally, women folk went to the one single tap where water comes for half an hour, 1 hour, constantly fighting, abusing each other, unnecessary situations at the tap, where in Tamil Nadu it's become a cultural thing to say Kolai Sunday. That means fighting near the tap is a famous thing, you know. But now men are going to the tap instead of verbal abuse, now they're beating up each other. But I want you to understand, when people cannot find water for their families, they will kill. Don't have any doubt about this. This is not, I'm not making a prediction. This is very normal. When people have no water to drink, they will kill each other.
Very strong words from you, Sadhguru. But is there a ray of hope? We can save ourselves. It's not...
We definitely can. See, the volume of rainwater that is coming upon us has not gone down.
Yes.
Monsoon is still showering its blessings. We are converting this blessing into a big curse by making it into floods. Flood means just this. What should have trickled down into the soil, unfortunately, is flowing on the surface.
Yes, absolutely.
If it has to go into the soil, into the earth, the only way is there must be substantial vegetation. So our idea is 1/3 of Kaveri Basin must come under shade. That can only be done with agroforestry, and this is also bonanza for the farmer.
Sadhguru, there was a very scary incident you narrated about kids drawing brown rivers. It's a very disturbing story that you've shared, that they didn't know the color of the river was blue because they've seen only dried up basins.
Yes, and when I went to, you know, I was just... when we were on the rally, I just entered Navi Mumbai. There, 1 8-year-old girl, I can send you her speech. Extempore, she spoke in Marathi. And she said, what this Sadhguru is talking about floating down the river, I don't believe it. How can you float down a river? She's giving a long speech like
wow.
this. I thought this is the tragedy of this nation, that girl doesn't believe anybody can float down a river because she's not seen anything like that.
Sadhguru, I can assure you there has been an overwhelming response from Bangaloreans who've been listening to our interview, who've been listening to our campaign for the last couple of days, and they will come out in large numbers. You will see the numbers significantly go up when it comes to contributing trees. 42 rupees for one tree, it's not too much to ask for.
See, even a beggar in Bangalore city can contribute one tree, 42 rupees per month.
Yes.
So based on this, if a Bangalore beggar can do one tree a month, each one according to their capability must think how much they can do. This is not a one-time thing. I want you to understand, this is not my work, this is not one organization's work, this is a generational work. As a generation of people, are we a responsible generation or are we a frivolous generation? This is what we are trying to establish right now.
That's a very big question you've asked us as humans of this generation, Sadhguru. Bangalore will answer loud, and we're standing with you in this mass movement, the world's biggest ecological movement. And with folded hands, Sadhguru, again, thank you so much for taking the time out, explaining it to us in detail, patiently answering our questions. Bangalore will respond.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Namaskar. Sadhguru. Namaskaram.
Namaskar.
Winner, RJ of the Year 2019, English at the India Radio Forum Awards, Disha Oberoi. Disha.
Morning number one with Disha Oberoi on Super Hits 93.5, Red FM. Bajate Raho.